Beloved ones, sharing from my heart in Christ with great joy, a message I've entitled, Sins Blotted Out. Yes, that is what God wants for your life and mine. 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, that's our part, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isaiah 1:18, yea, though our sins are red as scarlet, he makes them whiter than snow. How? Through the holy blood of Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 44:22, I, saith the Lord, have blotted out like a cloud your transgressions, like a thick cloud. I blotted out your sins. Return to me, saith the Lord, for I have redeemed you. Redeemed means bought you back. We were sold under sin through original sin of Adam and Eve, and we received that sin nature. You and I were born with the knowledge of good and evil, and that's the nature we got from Adam. It's easy to sin. The kids just do it naturally in their youth. And you know, it takes a lot of courage to be good, so much courage that God knows we needed the Holy Spirit to help us. But he didn't leave us to live with that old sinful nature that has the knowledge of good and evil. He made a way through Christ the Lord for you and I to get a new nature. When you receive Jesus Christ, you get a nature just like God, a nature that loves what God loves. Praise the Lord. The reason you can't get to heaven by choosing the good side of the knowledge of good and evil is because it is done in a nature that's capable of evil. But when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior sincerely, that new nature from God is holy and precious and righteous. And God wants us to walk in that new nature and know that our sins are blotted out. It's like there was a big blackboard in the sky, and all our sins we'd ever done wrong from the time we were little were wrote down there. And God, by the Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus, when we confess we have sinned, wipes them, erases them, totally erased. And hear the word of God about this in 1 John chapter 3, 20-23. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave commandment. So this is why you and I need to be aware that our sins are indeed blotted out by the blood of Jesus Christ, so that we will have confidence towards God, so our heart will not condemn us, so we will have faith and confidence in our prayers. We will know what we ask of God, he will give it to us. And if your heart condemns you, remember God is greater than your heart, and just go to him and repent of every wrong thought, word, and deed, and reaction, and receive the joy of the Lord in abundance and a fresh cleansing in the blood of the Lamb. And know with a deep inner knowing that nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Absolutely nothing. God loves you. It is his nature. Go this day with great joy flooding your soul. God loves you. Amen.